Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is October 18, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about PayPal to roll out Venmo credit card. IDEMIA acquires X-Core's payment card business. Transact Payments, Irish credit unions team up for new account challenger. Raiffeisen announces participants of Elevator Lab program. SEC considers direct listings as IPO alternative. Amex targets startups with bank-linked cards. Firms offered more time to adopt new accounting standards. IBM ties analytics into Levadata procurement spend analysis. How smart contract tech moves to lower freight factoring costs. Investors back different points of the procure-to-pay ecosystem. Now let's get started. PayPal to roll out Venmo credit card. PayPal has announced that it will offer a Venmo-branded credit card in 2020, with Synchrony Financial handling the banking side of the card. According to CNCB, the app started with peer-to-peer payments and incorporated a social network with the ability to like and comment on friends' transactions. Synchrony Financial is handling the banking side. Customers will not be logging onto Synchrony's website, instead, they pay bills directly on the Venmo app. They can also opt to share payment history on their social feed, split purchases with other people, and get real-time alerts to monitor card activity. IDEMIA acquires X-Core's payment card business. IDEMIA has broadened its existing offer with Smart Metal Art, a new metal payment card range suitable for contactless payments. According to the press release, Smart Metal Art comes from the acquisition of X-Core's metal payment card business and associated patents. Smart Metal Art is designed for the dual interface mass affluent market and is certified by Visa, MasterCard, and Amex. Smart Metal Art includes technology developed by X-Core, recently acquired by IDEMIA. These patents allow for dual interface performance, as well as decoration capabilities, which are then encapsulated within protective layers. Transact Payments, Irish credit unions team up for new account challenger. Transact Payments has teamed up with Ireland-based credit unions under the CurrentAccount.ie brand to roll out a current account for credit union members. According to the press release, the new current account, launched on International Credit Union Day on 17 October 2019, is approved by the Central Bank of Ireland. It includes a globally accepted MasterCard debit card with contactless payments. Account holders will be able to set up standing orders, direct debits, and use an overdraft facility. Credit union members can open an account online or in person at a credit union branch. The current account offers a monthly fee of €4, which covers unlimited euro point of sale and contactless transactions, unlimited mobile and online banking, unlimited standing orders and direct debits, and up to 5 ATM withdrawals euro per month. CurrentAccount.ie is the trading name of PIAC Services, a shared services company established by credit unions. Member credit unions have 1.2 million members and a presence in over 150 locations throughout the Ireland. Raiffeisen announces participants of Elevator Lab program. The jury of Raiffeisen Bank International's RBI Elevator Lab has selected from 14 finalists 6 winners who will be allowed to participate in the third round of the FinTech Partnership Program. Supported by RBI experts and mentors, the participants will develop so-called POCs, proof of concept, which they will present on the demo day at the beginning of March 2020. On this basis, RBI will evaluate possible cooperation. In September 2019, the finalists were chosen from more than 280 applicants from over 50 countries, and now they were invited to pitch for participation in the Elevator Lab program. Through this program, launched in 2017, RBI has already entered into 14 partnerships and joint initiatives with fintechs. The program participants come from the following areas: large corporates and institutional clients, Billin, BillinGroup.com, cybersecurity, Envision Technologies, EnvisionTech.com, retail banking, Mina Technologies, MinaTechnologies.com, payments and transaction processing for mobility services, Naix, Naix.com, as well as Quantotes Blockchain Technology, Quantotes.com, and RegTech, Uhura Solutions, UhuraSolutions.com. SEC considers direct listings as IPO alternative. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is considering allowing companies to sell primary shares to investors in direct listings as an alternative to the initial public offering IPO, according to Financial Times reported Thursday, October 17. Citing unnamed sources, the FT reported that the SEC held an exploratory discussion to considering allowing corporates a different fundraising avenue. Compared to a traditional IPO, which is used to raise new funds, a direct listing involves a company placing existing shares up for sale when existing investors wish to sell their stakes, the publication explained. One source said SEC Corporate Finance Division Director William Hinman was present at the meeting, though noted that discussions are in the early stages. The SEC declined to comment, but told the publication that it has an open door for issuers and their advisors if they have questions in general, and in particular about novel offerings or procedures. Sources said that the discussions focused on investor disclosure requirements of a potential new direct listing option, with reports pointing to potential differences from IPO prospectuses which require listing companies to provide a range of share prices ahead of their listing. Reports pointed to recent IPO failings as one possible factor behind the SEC's interest in direct listings. Most notably, workspace-sharing startup WeWork had to cancel its IPO, while other lackluster debuts came from Peloton and SmileDirectClub. According to unnamed sources, Airbnb is reportedly considering a direct listing that would be the largest on record. Slack and Spotify, both of which use the direct listing model, and the New York Stock Exchange are all slated to attend a direct listing conference held by Morgan Stanley later this month, reports noted, signaling more potential interest in this strategy. Last month, the Financial Times said Silicon Valley banks and investors have been garnering up support for direct listings following the success of Slack and Spotify. Amex targets startups with bank-linked cards. American Express is introducing a suite of new commercial card products targeted at startups and entrepreneurs in a move that is aimed at competing with industry newcomers like Brex, Bloomberg reports said on Thursday, October 17. According to reports, American Express plans to roll out the new cards in the coming months, targeting startup owners with an offering that does not require them to offer a personal guarantee or security deposit. Dubbed the Corporate Program for Startups, the new cards will integrate with a range of services to support expense management while offering startups dynamic spending capacity that adjusts based on a company's bank account, the company said in an announcement. American Express will have access to the business owner's bank account data which, according to American Express President of Global Commercial Services Anna Mars, will enable the company to provide card products to startups that normally would not have a strong enough financial footing to obtain one. It's a new data source and a new lens on underwriting, Mars told the publication. We acknowledge that for a younger company, with a younger set of founders, the traditional corporate program wasn't meeting their needs. American Express currently stands as the globe's largest commercial card issuer by spend, reports noted, and the company is pushing for an even greater position in the B2B payments market. But competition is on the rise, too, as Visa, MasterCard and other credit card giants similarly expand their B2B payments offerings. At the same time, industry newcomers like Brex, which has now reached a $2.6 billion valuation, are stepping in to offer commercial cards and other financial services to startups struggling to obtain such products and services from traditional incumbents. Amex's Mars added that friction in the corporate spend space means the industry is ripe for innovation. Business-to-business payment offerings feel too clunky, she said. There's no one on the planet who gets excited about filing an expense report. Reports noted that American Express will continue to expand its commercial card footprint, with Chief Executive Officer Steve Squeri naming the market segment as an important growth strategy for the firm when he took up the position last year. Firms offered more time to adopt new accounting standards. The Financial Accounting Standards Board, FASB, which establishes accounting standards in the U.S., is offering corporates more time to adopt some revised standards, The Wall Street Journal said on Thursday, October 17. According to reports, the FASB approved a proposal earlier this week to give businesses more time to adopt new standards related to hedging and leases, after voting in July to delay implementation deadlines by between 1 and 3 years. The FASB said it would issue documents on those deadline changes next month. The extension will impact private businesses and nonprofits, reports noted, which now have until December 15, 2020 to adopt changes in the way they report on hedging and leases. Other extensions will impact lenders, which are facing changes to standards in how they record expected future losses at the time a loan is issued, known as CECL, as well as a change that requires adjustments to how these lenders value long-term insurance contracts, reports said. Small public lenders, and lenders that aren't required to provide SEC filings, will have until December 15, 2022 to adopt CECL. In addition to the extended deadlines, the FASB said it will continue to provide workshops for smaller lenders to prepare them for the CECL accounting standard changes. The December 15, 2019 deadline for large public lenders has not changed. What we discovered in revenue recognition and leases is that smaller companies have the opportunity to learn from larger companies, said Russell Golden, the FASB's chairman, according to the WSJ. Similarly, the FASB noted that private companies are looking to public firms for guidance on how to adopt lease accounting standards. According to Golden, public firms largely underestimated the challenge of adopting those new standards. In a statement, American Bankers Association CEO Rob Nichols said the industry group is deeply disappointed that the FASB has not halted adoption of these accounting standards outright, and called for a rigorous quantitative impact study to assess its impact on corporates and lenders. IBM ties analytics into Levadata procurement spend analysis. Supply chain and procurement optimization solution provider Levadata is collaborating with IBM to augment its data analytics capabilities, the firm said in a Thursday, October 17, press release. Together the companies are rolling out the Direct Spend IQ solution, which deploys IBM-managed services solutions with Levadata's cognitive sourcing platform. Supply chain and procurement professionals will have access to analytics and insights that provide guidance on direct procurement cost savings opportunities. According to the announcement, IBM itself will be deploying the solution to realize savings on direct materials procurement. Using the tool will enable IBM procurement professionals to focus on more value-added activities, the company said, while using Levadata's platform to promote supplier collaboration and visibility in strategic sourcing. The technologies that transformed disciplines like engineering and finance have been slow to reach supply chain management and procurement, said Levadata founder and CEO Rajesh Kalandindi in the release. Levadata and IBM are committed to ensuring leaders in global manufacturing industries can achieve competitive advantage by increasing agility, driving efficiencies and reducing risk. Applied AI, analytics and process automation have become essential to innovative supply chain transformation, added Bob Murphy, IBM's chief procurement officer. As enterprises continue to invest in cognitive technologies to improve their agility and competitiveness, Levadata and IBM are committed to a solution that is able to adapt and learn. Last year, Levadata pointed to the importance of data analytics in procurement and identifying procurement spend trends. The firm's 2018 cognitive sourcing survey found that while procurement experts are well-versed on the opportunities of data analytics, progress toward adoption of analytics solutions remains relatively muted. In August, IBM introduced another solution for procurement and supply chain officials aimed at mitigating third-party supplier risk. The tool, Trust Your Supplier, uses blockchain to support vendor validation and onboarding for corporate users. How smart contract tech moves to lower freight factoring costs. When it comes to B2B payments late payment problem, the root of the matter can often be traced to a lack of negotiating power between small suppliers and large corporate buyers. With so many carriers in the ground freight and logistics market operating as small businesses, or even as single-person enterprises, it's no surprise that late payments can place a major cash flow constraint on truckers. Bibby Financial Services Global Business Monitor 2017 report found that small businesses in the sector often wait at least 45 days to get paid, with 41% citing invoice collection as their biggest challenge. Amid these cash flow pressures, separate data from Broughton Capital found that more trucking companies in the U.S. went bust in the first half of 2019 than in the entirety of 2018. Invoice factoring is a common strategy for carriers in a market operating with tight margins and delayed invoice payments. However, frustrations with the financing tool can weigh heavily, as truckers are forced to finance their unpaid invoices, thus settling to less than what they should be paid from their shipping and logistics clients. According to logistics platform Dex Freight's president and chief executive officer Jim Handush in a recent PYMNTS interview, the struggle for small and large companies in B2B relationships to obtain a level playing field is a problem all throughout the world, in terms of small businesses not being able to stay as competitive as larger entities. That's especially true, he noted, as larger corporates have fewer barriers to access affordable financing. With margins tight and company closures an imminent threat, factoring is often a crucial avenue for small trucking firms to remain afloat. Payment incentives are misaligned between stakeholders, he said of the industry's cash flow challenge. Shippers want to hold onto their cash flow as long as possible, but carriers need to be paid quickly. Factoring is a solution to this misalignment. Despite the importance of factoring in the market, Handush emphasized that the industry is in need of a more affordable way for truckers to address that misalignment. Blockchain mitigates risk. With a new factoring solution having completed its pilot testing, Dex Freight is turning to blockchain and smart contract technology in an effort to lower the cost of invoice financing. According to Handush, it is blockchain's ability to provide security and assurance to trading partners, brokers and financiers that allows for more favorable factoring rates for truckers. Using blockchain, invoices can be tokenized and turned into smart contracts, meaning information cannot be duplicated or altered. This mitigates a range of risks, both for trading partners and their financiers. For instance, it mitigates the risk of duplicate invoice payments, a problem for manual invoice processing and accounts payable practices across a range of industries, Handush said. From a risk assessment standpoint, it gives the invoices more credibility, and financiers are able to evaluate them with much more confidence, he explained. Less risk means lower rates. According to Dex Freight, blockchain and invoice tokenization has led to factoring rates under 1%. There are other opportunities for blockchain technology to address friction in the logistics and freight market, he noted. For instance, similar smart contract technology has the potential to mitigate risk and enhance the insurance policy underwriting process, with blockchain able to present secure, verified data pertaining to company reputation, shipment milestones, and other key performance indicators. Furthermore, Dex Freight is exploring blockchain to establish a data marketplace, allowing shippers, brokers and trucking companies to lease data to each other without compromising its integrity or security, opening up avenues for these industry players to monetize the data they already have, Handush explained. The company isn't the first to explore the use of blockchain and smart contracts for factoring purposes. Indeed, blockchain continues to be a popular target for innovators across a range of financing and payment use cases. However, it's no guarantee that the technology will become the industry staple that many proponents of the tool expect it to be. What's important about blockchain in this use case, noted Handush, is not the nitty-gritty of how it works. Businesses simply want to know that it will provide fast, secure, and affordable invoice financing. It's like you and I going on an airplane. We don't need to understand all of the aerodynamics and components of the airlines, but we trust the process to get from A to B, he said. It's no different here. As long as more of their money hits their pocket at a lower rate than they've seen before, they don't need to understand the actual mechanics of the back end, of what's actually occurring. Investors back different points of the procure-to-pay ecosystem. It was a week of mostly Series A funding rounds for B2B fintech firms, as startups secured new funding to tackle various parts of the broader business-to-business B2B payment process. Some funds backed the corporate commerce and procurement arena, while others went to the friction point of actually paying for what was purchased. Other investors, meanwhile, decided to place their investments with technology that provides analysis of the purchasing and spending behavior, or tools that help companies finance their spend. In all, nearly $142 million was placed with B2B startups, and PYMNTS breaks down all of the latest rounds below. Enterpay. A $1.1 million fundraise for Finland's Enterpay will help the accounts payable solution provider strengthen its position in the European B2B e-commerce market. Enterpay, which announced the funding via press release, enables B2B e-commerce platforms to integrate its invoice payments and automation solution, allowing merchants to offer Enterpay as a payment method for their business customers. German bank Volksbank and Raiffeisenbanken participated in the investment, with Enterpay also noting a strategic partnership with the bank, which will now connect its business customers to Enterpay's offering. Mabel. US-based Mabel has secured $3.1 million for its technology that connects companies in the grocery, convenience, health food and artisanal market industry with a B2B e-commerce platform. Mabel operates a portal for retailers to procure goods from a range of suppliers and wholesalers to support product discovering, ordering, inventory management and financing options. Its seed funding was led by Venrock, Accomplice and Founder Collective, while a range of angel investors also participated, according to a press release. Purchasing platform. Designed for the manufactured house industry, purchasing platform's technology combines spend management and e-procurement. The company announced this week that it raised $3.5 million for its offering, with the Series A funding led by Method Capital, while Participate Capital, Old Town Capital and a range of strategic investors also participated. Purchasing platform aggregates the product and supply offerings of more than 50 vendors in the industry, negotiating on prices on behalf of corporate buyers. In addition to savings, the solution offers product standardization, spend analytics and a reduced need for buyers to visit physical stores to make purchases. The company said it plans to expand its product reach and step into new verticals, including student housing, multifamily, senior living, self-storage and other commercial real estate markets. Relative Insight. UK-based Relative Insight announced the completion of a $5 million fundraise from Maven Capital Partners, according to a press release. With the Series A investment, Relative Insight said it will open an office in the US to expand its artificial intelligence-driven solution that analyzes unstructured language data to improve business outcomes for B2B and B2C companies. CashForce. In addition to a strategic partnership with the fintech, Citi's venture capital unit Citi Ventures led a $5.5 million Series A funding round for cash flow forecasting solution CashForce, the company said this week. With INKEF Capital Co. leading the round, and with existing backers Pamica, Volta Ventures and others participating, the funding will be used to expand into new geographic markets. CashForce allows data aggregation across corporates' existing back-office platforms for analytics and forecasting, which the firm's chairman Michelle Ackermans and CEO Nicholas Christian said in a joint statement remains one of treasurer's most important challenges today. Minit. Slovakia's Minit secured $7.79 million in Series A funding, reports in tech.eu said this week, with investors at Salesforce Ventures, Earlybird's Digital East Fund and OTB Ventures providing the backing. Minit connects corporates with business process mining technology to provide analysis and insights into a range of strategic business operations, including procure-to-pay and order-to-cash, with an end goal of identifying cost savings and revenue-generating opportunities. The company plans to deploy the funding to introduce new products and enhance existing ones, with new features like predictive analytics, as well as to expand geographically, with plans to enter the US market. Crossland. Though operating in the lending technology space, Germany's Crossland is not an alternative lender. Rather, the company's technology enables existing lenders to enhance debt trading and open up assets to a broader range of institutional investors, with a focus on supporting the European economy. Its solutions include a suite of lending and financing products, such as small business lending and invoice finance, in addition to consumer-focused tools. The company announced a nearly $39 million fundraise, with Santander Innoventures leading the Series B funding round, according to Tech.eu reports. Other backers included Earlybird, ABN AMRO Ventures and Lakestar, with Crossland planning to deploy the funding to focus on growth. Galileo Financial Technologies. API fintech Galileo Financial Technologies secured $77 million in a Series A funding round, reports this week said, with Accel leading the way, and Qualtrics CEO Ryan Smith also participating. The company already names other fintech firms as clients, including Robinhood, TransferWise and Revolut, using its API technology to verify and onboard new customers, as well as issue payment cards. Its tools allow fintech firms to integrate all payment methods including prepaid, mobile, credit and debit cards into a single platform. With the new funding, Accel partner John Locke said Galileo will be able to move to the next level. Galileo founder and CEO Clay Wilkes noted that the investment will allow the company to double down on product development, profitability and client satisfaction, as well as expand geographically. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.